On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Oh, I've got a question without notice for our audience or Collingwood supporters or members. What level of membership do you need to be able to have a say or to have a vote in the direction and future of your football club? Is there a price cutoff? Because we're trying to work this out, right? I'm trying to work it out with our producer. The best we can get at the moment is you've got to be a $750 member to have a vote.
At Collingwood?
Well, yeah.
Specifically?
Well, I'm talking about Collingwood because they're the ones who have an EGM, but this is across the board. I naively thought that if you're a fully paid up member, you had a say in the future direction of your footy club by virtue of your vote. That would appear that's not the case. So if we can find out definitively, right now it's over 18, Club 5, Legends Bay, Level 1, Legends Bay, MCG, Legend and Social Club upgrade attached to the season ticket. That's what it says, 750. Right. So if you just the one that we appeal to, become a member. We want you to be a member of Melbourne. We want you to be a member of the Dogs. But when it comes to having a vote, no. Turn it up.
Well, this just came through. A member who pays $70 for the most basic of membership should not have the same rights as a member who pays $950.
Right. So is that if
that's off the text?
I was going to say
not from.
I thought that was
I'm
from
not
you.
Making. I'm not making it up. Hey, the Galbally Group—they're accusing Collingwood of stonewalling a democratic club election by refusing to supply the register of members. That's why they're taking this to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. So that David Hatley got the 1,700 members to force it, and then it was taken over by Vic. A guy, Vic, and now David Bally. So they need to verify that they are actual members, and the Collingwood Footy Club, for whatever reason, I don't understand the politics, haven't handed them over. So should you have the right to vote for who is the president and who's on the board at your footy club if you're a fully paid-up member?
Or do you know?
Do you have to be a 700 and, or do you have to only be a top-tier member?
Or do you know, as a club member, what your rights are? Because a lot of people, I think you're right. I think a lot of people would pay a club membership believing that they are a member and therefore they have some rights whether or not there's an election or not.
So Collingwood have got 90,000 members or whatever, 100, maybe, 80, 90, whatever. The number of people eligible to vote may only be 10.
10,000, yeah.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know.
It's not a democracy, is it?
No.
Is it not a democratic process in electing
What are your
flag
rights?
Bearers?
Do you know what your rights are as an AFL club member? Let's extend it to all clubs here.
Let's do that. And as we get those calls up and we get your thoughts on it, you've got something in you're passionate and emotional about.
I was very moved. I was very moved yesterday, very, very moved by the gold medal performance of Kayleigh McEwen yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then very moved by what she had to say post-race. So much so that I think it's time that we reassess the word that we don't use necessarily liberally, publicly, out there. And it moved me. It so moved me. I haven't written a whispertorial for a long time. It so moved me to write this whispertorial this morning. Is it time to reassess the liberal use of the word f***? We hear it every day. It's part of the English language. It's the way we express amazement, astonishment, fear, sadness, grief, happiness. It could be considered the most descriptive word in the English language. Is it offensive? Why, it's only a four-letter word. All sorts of theories out there too as to the origins of the word dating back to a 12th century Scottish poet. But let's not worry about that. It's been shackled long enough. But when Kayleigh released it yesterday, pool deck, it resonated. It captured the moment. There's no other word that she could have used at that moment that best summarised how she was feeling. And there wasn't a collective blush. At the very least, let's put the word on trial for a month. I want to see Mitch use it in the 6 o'clock news, Jane use it to describe the next week's weather, our Premier to use it to describe the next lockdown, our Prime Minister to use it to describe the next budget shortfall, Basil for Ariane's next gold medal. Let's release the word f***.
Gee.
What do you think about that?
Hard hitting.
Very hard hitting.
Okay, so let me say this.
It's a word that we use liberally in everyday speech. You do?
When your little gorgeous granddaughter Frankie walks in here and I say, "How's Papa going?" And she goes, you'd be happy with that?
Yes, for a month. I want to put it on trial for a month.
Were you offended by Kayleigh McKeown? Well, I'm not because I am a good swearer. I try not to swear as much as I used to.
But you do.
But I'm a good swearer, so I wasn't offended. But it's... And I understood the context. Were you offended by it? I certainly wasn't.
Is there anyone out there that's been offended?
Not sure.
And are offended.
We'll see if anyone's offended. It was an emotional moment. Yeah, we're also talking memberships here. We're trying to sort out who can vote and who can't vote. All the different. Look at all these different texts coming through. Mm. How am I going to make any sense of this?
It's confusing, isn't it?
Well, crazy.
This is just quickly before you go to Craig.
Yeah.
I'm an Essendon Interstate member and was eligible to vote for our board members. That's from Jeremy in Queensland.
Some Melbourne person said they're a three gay member. They've got full rights. Is that right?
Yes, somebody else said that. Good morning. Our society is based on a fair go, equal influence, not based on how much money you have. So that's in reference
Apparently not.
Somebody out there that said, you know, like if you put more money into a football club and become a more financial member.
Oh, that's overwhelming. So only members with money have a say, can see where the AFL will be in 20 years. Gee whiz.
Let's go to Craig in South Bank. Good morning, Craig.
Yeah, good morning, fellas.
Hi, Craig.
Yeah, look, I'm a member of Collingwood. I'm not a Legends member, so I'm not able to vote. I wish I could, which is a bit frustrating, but anyway, I can't. But all I want to say on the issue is just bring on the election. I think the club is just a mess at the moment until they get this election sorted out for everyone. You know, from my perspective, the current board has overseen the salary cap disaster. You know, the Grundy contract, we've got the Beams issue, which I think, you know, Eddie was at the centre of. People forget that Aish actually left the club as well because of salary cap the year before. That was the salary cap issue.
Hey, Craig, with Ed Races. Why aren't you able to vote?
Well, clearly I don't pay enough money for
right.
my membership.
So how much is your membership?
I'm a member through AFL, so I'm paying around $480-$490 a year as an AFL Collingwood Club support
okay.
member.
Rightio. Well, you're paying a lot of money to be a member. I know that doesn't all go to Collingwood, but Craig's a member. He doesn't get the vote. Josh is South Melbourne. G'day, Josh.
Hey, boys. How are we? I'm a Carlton member. Pay about $700 a year, and I get the right to vote. I also get invited to the quarterly AGMs as well. But I just wanted to talk about the text that bloke sent in before about you shouldn't get a vote if you don't pay enough. I think I'd turn the question back to him. Well, should that be the same with tax then? The more tax you pay, the more votes you get, or the more your vote's worth when it comes to an election.
Yeah.
I think it's just such a silly comment to make.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to work it out. I don't know. I'm not being smart. I don't understand the politics. I've never really delved into it. So I'm just trying to work out if what is a full membership? 120? I buy three each week, each year.
Each year.
And I'm just trying to work out if you are a full member and it entitles you to go to your home games, then surely that gives you the right to go and vote.
Okay, but what do you classify as a full membership?
Well, I know there's lots of different
A full
tiers.
Membership to... So you're saying you can buy a part membership, okay? So you might get six games or three games or whatever it might be. So you're saying the full membership being...
Well, if it's 140
every home
bucks
game.
That gets you into every home game.
Right,
That's how I classify a full member. I may be way off the mark. Josh is in... we just had Josh. Mick's in Clyde North. G'day, Mick.
Morning, boys. I've been a Richmond member now for 27 years, and I've always been, well, it used to be 22 home and away games, then now it's 11 home games, and I've always had reserved seats for probably the last 12 years for about, there's four of us in my family, and I've always received either a letter from the club or an email saying, you have the right to vote on this, on the board, on this and this and that. And
right.
The Tigers have always given us that.
Right. That's great. I love that, Mick. Good on you. This one here. Wrong. Collingwood, we can all vote at the annual general meeting. That vote chooses the board members but doesn't vote for the president. It's all in the club constitution. So according to that text, all Collingwood members get the vote at the annual general meeting and that will determine who's on the board and then the board select the president.
Alex is in Perth. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys. I'm a West Coast Eagles member. Pay about $700 a year. All I get is a reserve seat. But there's no membership facilities. There's no AGM. There's no voting rights whatsoever.
Over in Western Australia, over the West Coast Eagles.
Mm.
Well, was that the way that club was formed? Was that has always been the way, Alex?
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, okay. I don't necessarily know whether that's right or wrong, but that's when they came into the competition. That was their voting. Process or constitution, whatever you want to call it. Dion's in Craigieburn. G'day, Dion.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks.
I'm an Essendon member, been one for 6 years, and for the last 2 years I've been a Highmark member, so the gold membership.
Yep.
The 4 years was a bronze membership, never got to vote, but the last 2 years I have.
So when you were a bronze member, which was how much, Dion?
That was 390.
Cost you 390 to be a bronze member of Essendon and it didn't give you a vote at the EGM?
No.
And then you paid, then you paid for a gold member, which was how much?
700.
Then you got to vote.
Did you, Dion, did you also have to qualify for a certain number of years as a member to get the vote?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
I know we got 13,000 reserve seat members and 4,000 Highmark gold members, and so I think the 4,000 are voters.
So this is how confusing it is. Now that I'm getting messages saying that Collingwood person who texted in said was wrong. Did the members know what they can and can't do or not? I don't know this.
Again, no, you don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. We don't know the answer.
We're trying hard. I've got the producers working. They're feverishly going at it.
Is there an element of clubs not really wanting members to know exactly what their rights are?
If that's okay, but if when you do your spiel at the start of the year,
yes,
it is a passionate, impassioned plea for members to sign up.
That's right.
Do you know when you sign up as a member that you don't get a say in the actual running of the club? And is that right?
Yeah. Some people don't.
We keep saying it's your club. It's your club.
Yeah, but some people don't necessarily want to say in the running of the football
club. It's your
what
club,
they want to do is they just want to show their financial support for their
that
club.
That is true.
And their love for their
and
football
club. And that could be the lot of them. But there also might be Collingwood supporters that are sitting there going, I've had a damn gutful of this.
Well, this has come through from somebody associated with one of the AFL clubs.
Now the bloke says the Essendon caller was wrong.
That's not true. That's exactly right. That's not true. All members can vote. There you go. All members
so
can vote.
So who says at Essendon?
Yes.
For an EGM?
All members can vote, yes. That's from the CEO. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that. But all members at Essendon can vote.
Oh, that's great. What's the minimum level?
Well, that will be another text message. Flynn is in Mornington. Good morning, Flynn.
How you going?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to say that I think it should be based on how long you've actually been a member at the club over how much you pay. So if you've been a member for 5 years, you've got... You know, you're more dedicated to the club and you've been around longer than someone that's been there 3 months.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think that that could be a factor of better way to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, mate. I'm sorry, Flynn. I was distracted. I apologise for that. Yeah, thanks for your thoughts on that. The level of confusion that is coming through here is mind-numbing and mind-blowing.
It is painting the picture that people pay to be a member, but they have very little understanding as to what that actually means and what that guarantees them or ensures them. That's what's coming through loud and clear. Let's move on to – I just want to move on to another – oh, no, let's take a break first and we'll move on to another topic after the break. So when we come back, Lee Matthews has had some unbelievably interesting things to say about Patrick Cripps in the last 24 hours. We'll play that to you when we return.
The country is back racing strong. Book now at country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
I'm thinking, I can't believe how badly he's aged. And he was close enough to the best player in the game, and that was 2 years ago. He's never had much of a leap, I suppose, but he just looks like he's lost his mobility and agility, and he's still probably got his strength, but he just doesn't move the same as he did 2 years ago. So therefore, he's become like a journeyman.
That is Lee Matthews.
Yep, talking about
Patrick Cripps.
Mm.
If you hadn't heard Tim just before the break, so, gee, that's a pretty... That's my phone.
Oh, no.
That's a pretty damning assessment from one of the all-time greats.
I think it's pretty accurate.
He's a journeyman?
I think the way that he's moving around the ground was perfectly summarised by Lee there. And maybe, every time I look at Paddy Cripps, I think there's some sort of injury that's impacting on his ability to be able to move. And I know this has been a discussion many times about his shoulder and about his knee and whatever else it might have been at the time, the injury that he had. I think he might have had a rib injury there at one stage as well. So I just don't know whether or not he's actually had a clean run at it for a long period of time. There's nothing to suggest in the way that he can play and what he can do that he can't be still a really powerful force in the midfield for Carlton. And at AFL level.
AG, who's a regular texter, says, someone should make that industry super fund ad for Cripps and Bontempelli. 2 years ago, they were in the same sentence. It was heads bobbing where they were. And then one industry's gone and performed a bit better than the other. There may be reasons for that injury, I don't know. But that is a reality. One's gone ahead and one hasn't.
I think there's also an element of him trying to maybe do too much when he plays. Like, I think that that has been part of the way that he's approached. At the weekend, yeah, they tried to play him as a forward for obvious reasons. They didn't have anyone down there, and he tried to sort of play a certain way, which I don't think is the way that he probably should have played at the weekend. I know you spoke about that too. But, he's had a lot of the ball, and probably I've listened to Trent Cotchin talk about this too, Gary. You know, when they thought that they needed to get 35 or 40 touches to be a really influential player and they won the ball in their hands, that type of thing. He has to, I think, in his assessment of his own game and his position in the team, I think he has to reassess all that and find another way to play. And he might even be more influential playing that way, because when you think of all the things he can do, like, he's got great strength around the ball. He's a huge midfielder. He's got great awareness. He's got great vision. He can handball the ball. He can sidestep. All the things that you see Ollie Wines do with his athleticism, there's no reason why Paddy Cripps can't be doing the same thing.
Yeah, he's got to cover the ground better, doesn't he?
That's right, and he's not doing that, but maybe he hasn't.
He might be injured, he might, I don't know.
He hasn't trained himself to do that either. Maybe he doesn't see that that's what he needs to be able to do. So,
not a forward, but based on what I saw on the weekend, he's got no forward craft at all. So he's got to make it, at least he's got to learn, otherwise he's got to make his way back into that midfield.
You wouldn't give up on him now, though, would you?
No. Well, they haven't. They signed him for 6 years, so they haven't given up on him.
No, they haven't given up on him, but I'm saying you wouldn't give up on him now.
No, I don't give up
on him. I mean, he may look like a journeyman now, but I think he can be reprogrammed.
But I always say this. We don't know what's going on. Like, they can come out in 3 weeks and say, look, he's had a stress fracture for the last 8 weeks. I don't know. So we've got to wait till here. But to me, he's playing like someone who saw. 80,000, 90,000 members, this is what we're getting down to from Collingwood's point of view. 14,000 are eligible to vote, somewhere around that mark, on the basis of what we've seen.
Right.
Are Collingwood members aware of that? Is that a fair way to go? Or is that just standard? It's not, from what I hear from Essendon. They all get the vote.
That's right.
Not a representation, rightly or wrongly. And again, I'm not being critical. I don't understand this part. It might be the same at Melbourne. But that's not a representation of your membership.
No, you've got to register too at Essendon to vote. So you can become a member, but then you've still got to fill out the registration, that type of thing, to become an eligible voter.
We are told
voter.
That they all can vote. That's only 14,000 are eligible here from Collingwood.
Right. Yes, exactly. The club has been a little bit tardy in handing over the register and all that type of thing as well.
Collingwood Club. Yeah, that's why they go into court. Now, I spoke about Charlie Constable. As a young man, he's played 20-odd games. 12 games. Five of them, he had 31, 27, 23, 21, 21. He's been involved in a program that has Dangerfield on one side, that has Selwood on the other, that has Duncan on the other. He's learning from the best in the business. He's training against the best in the business. So that level of understanding. If he's on the market, and then we've got all these messages, he's too slow and he doesn't cover the ground. And I say to you, that sounds scarily and eerily familiar to me. There's a bloke called Jared Lyons that was criticised for exactly the same thing.
And a lack of endurance.
Yes. So
that's off the text. That's not your comment. That's not my comment. But
so
that's
he's slicing him to shreds. He's too good for the VFL. He's in a system. So it's interesting for the Cats. They don't really need him at the moment apart from backup, but they might need him in 3 years' time. So there's the conundrum that they're faced, but that's for them to deal out. They'll get it right. But maybe there's a player just sitting there waiting to be grabbed and given opportunity, Tim.
Are they in a position to fatten him up for market a little bit towards
the
latter part
of
this
season? He doesn't have to be fattened. He's from an AFL point of view. But every time he's played well and got footy.
What he needs to do, I don't know who manages him, but he needs to quick sticks get Ralph Carr to manage him, because there's a nice old sale going on at the moment for Narkle.
He does. Hey, what about Buddy Franklin? We spoke about it. Do you go to the tribunal or not yesterday morning? Well, on the basis of what had gone before him, of course you'd go and try your luck. He tried his luck. He got a $3,000 fine and all okay to play.
I just give up on these. I give up on these. You can whack somebody in the head. You can throw back an errant elbow, forearm, whatever it might be. You don't draw blood. You don't break a bone, and nothing to see here.
Yeah, so it's
just, and this is nothing against against Buddy, but you look at that incident. You have, having played the game, like you have played the game, I've played the game, everyone else out there that's played the game. You look at that and you think,
it's not Buddy's fault he's getting off.
No, that's not. I'm not blaming him.
No, you're not. But this is people
blaming the game.
Yeah, go back to Asprey. Go back to
Shuey. I looked at that one again. Yeah, he got off. Shuey
yeah.
got off.
Yeah.
None of those guys should have got off. They should have got at least a week.
Yep. So there you go. Write your check. As
we
I
got
said
guys.
Last night.
We got guys that can see the smallest hole that they can force the ball into when they're kicking handball, all that sort of stuff. And you're telling me that they don't know what they're doing when somebody grabs them like that.
Yeah. That's a snap. That's exactly my take on it yesterday. So you and I are on exactly the same page about that. Have you got a good fit for Charlie Constable, by the way? 0433981116. You got a club out there that might be more than interested. He was gettable late. He was gettable last year, but there wasn't real aggressive suitors for him. He's had another fantastic year in the VFL. So there you go. You smash Cripps and Lord Constable for having the same attributes. No. Well, it's a fundamental difference. One's been given opportunity every single day at about $900,000 a year, so the expectations are slightly higher than a kid who's still trying to find his way and has played 12 games. Come on, think it through.
Hey, Tim, can you please text Xavier and ask him when we voted to become a Queensland team? I know a lot of Essendon fans are unhappy about this, but I can also tell you that Essendon have been doing everything they possibly can to try and get the Bombers back in Victoria playing here, and unfortunately they haven't been able to do that because the AFL have been directing them as to where they want them to play.